quick question. How many calls, texts, or messages does your business miss every week? Nights, weekends, busy days. That's lost money. Create Assistance helps businesses fix that problem using AI employees that answer calls, respond to texts, book appointments, and follow up with leads 24/7 automatically. No extra staff, no complicated software. Everything runs inside one simple command center that replaces scattered tools, missed follow-ups, and manual busy work. Whether you're a service business, office, or multi-location company, Create Assistance keeps your business responsive, organized, and running even when you're off the clock. Stop letting leads slip through the cracks. Visit createassistance.ai to book a free call. Or you can call or text 515-500-2224. Again, that's 515-500-2224. We look forward to hearing from you.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready? Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Saturday mornings with Jim Valley, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 Eastern, Sundays with Andrew Zarian. And yes, it is Monday here on the show. You know what that means? We got a lot to talk about here today. Boy, do we ever. Since Friday's show, we had more people released from WWE. There may be more coming. In fact, a few of the people that were announced this weekend had actually been released a while ago, and it just wasn't announced until this weekend. So I believe there might be others as well. I guess we shall wait and see. But we'll tell you about that, why it happened, some of the differences, including, you know, who was cut and who actually was sort of cut, but actually wasn't. But anyway, we'll get into all of that today, give you all the details. Talk about Raw tonight. Raw is the go-home Raw for Backlash. Backlash coming up this weekend. 5 announced matches. Perhaps there will be more. We shall see. We got NXT and Dynamite over the next couple of days. Dynamite is a 3-hour show. Hopefully you're ready for 3 hours of Dynamite. Building up to... Actually, it's 2 hours of Dynamite and an hour of Collision. But it's a 3-hour block. And then we'll talk about all the rest of the news, including an update. I don't even know what to say about the update to Kota Ibushi, so I'll just read it to you. We've also got some notes on the New Japan shows this past weekend. John Cena delivering some history-making news as he returns at Backlash. Yes, he's back. And we'll also get into what's going on with Roman Reigns and everything else. If you want to text us here today, Filthy Tom's going to join us. 425-780-7566 is the phone number. 425-780-7566. F4WOnline at gmail.com. F4WOnline, Threads, Instagram, and Cameo. At Brian Alvarez, X and Blue Sky. Back in a moment with more Observer Live.
Have you suffered sports betting losses? There is someone who wants to fight for you to see you get back what you have lost to those sports betting companies. Michael Watts is a prolific trial lawyer with over $11 billion in total recoveries for his clients. And now with sportsbettingclaim.com, he'd like to help you. Michael has been a leader in some of the largest and most complex cases in the country, from defective cars and tires to damaging drugs and medical products. He has always represented the rights of individuals harmed by large corporations. His efforts recently resulted in the recovery of billions for individuals who lost their properties to fires carelessly caused by electric companies and others. Michael knows that sports betting companies preyed on and manipulated consumers into losing their life savings, and he wants to make them pay. If you have suffered financial hardship as a result of online sports betting and would like help seeking compensation, please submit your claim information for evaluation at sportsbettingclaim.com. Michael Watts is focused on winning for you. sportsbettingclaim.com.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-245-2751. 800-245-2751. 800-245-2751. That's 800-245-2751. Paid for by the pharmacy shop.
With MedGuard Alert, you're never alone. You can connect with medical professionals anywhere, anytime. And now MedGuard is introducing our exclusive new CareWatch. If you need help quickly, use it from anywhere to contact medical professionals. No cell phone required. The CareWatch is not only a life-saving medical alert device. It's a revolutionary health monitoring system that checks your blood pressure, heart rate, oxygen saturation, and much more. And here's the best part. If you have Medicaid, you may qualify to get your CareWatch for free. The CareWatch is only available through MedGuard Alert. Call us right now. We have monitoring programs starting as low as a dollar a day. The call is free, activation is free, shipping is free, and no contract is required. Remember, with Medicaid, you may qualify to get your CareWatch for free. Call us to get your CareWatch right now.
800-853-8931. 800-853-8931. 800-853-8931. That's 800-853-8931.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervive on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Old Filthy Tom is joining us here today, aren't you, Tom?
Yeah, old Filthy Tom.
Hell, you were all getting
I'm younger
old.
Than you.
We're all getting old.
Bud.
Hey, listen, there's biological age, brother.
I'm a whippersnapper.
Whippersnapper. Hey, listen, we got to get into the news.
My hip is like 9 months old.
Dude, I don't want to hear about your hip or any pain you're in, okay? Like, first off, every time I ask, you blow me off. Second off, let's talk about a man who's in real dire straits. Have you heard the update on Kota Ibushi?
Yeah, actually I did. And I'm doing better than him, yes.
Kota Ibushi shared an update on his injury status. Okay. I don't want to laugh, okay? But keep in mind, this is the guy. Anyway. Reflecting daily, Kota Ibushi wrote, growing daily is moving forward. My femur is not attached yet. But for now, challenge, challenge, challenge. I have to do it. That's about it, and that's it. Second ring in 6 months. Moonsault hit the face. Still a lot of growth to recover. 44 years, 22 years career from kickboxing to pro wrestling, 26 years of fighting, life with no regrets, I'll do it. I wonder if the bones are okay. Can someone who speaks Japanese actually translate this instead of whoever translated this for...
I would not be surprised if that is a literal translation
well,
of what
Tom,
he said.
There's a problem. I saw him get to the ring, and granted, it was really difficult for him to get there, but he got there. His femur was attached. Like...
Are we sure? It's Kota Ibushi. This guy, he's a bone head, but apparently not a bone leg.
My femur is not attached yet. I mean, not to make light, but what are they waiting for? Shouldn't that, like, be anyway? That's what he said. He's positive on making an in-ring return someday. All right.
I mean, there is video of him doing a moonsault.
How do you do a moonsault when your femur is unattached?
What? I don't know.
Okay.
He pushed off one leg.
Okay.
Very hard.
Yeah. This person is asking if they took his brain out and put it back in as well.
You'd have to have one to begin with.
You know, there is a lot of... apparently there are a lot of medical technologies in Japan that we are unaware of here in the States. But, yeah.
Well, Kota Ibushi, never known for intelligence when it comes to anything.
Okay, well, let's move on here to the rest of the news. So the New Day are no longer attached to WWE, so to speak. They are gone. We found out on Saturday that the New Day, as well as Tonga Loa and Jeff Cobb, are the names currently gone from WWE. Now, a couple of things here. So the New Day re-signed recently, but TKO wanted to restructure their deals. Because if you've been watching Raw, nothing against the New Day, but they haven't been doing a lot lately, and I'm sure they were making a lot of money. And so TKO wanted to restructure, and the New Day was not down with restructuring. And so they said, well, can we be released? And then they were released. And so I don't think they wanted to leave, but they also did not want to renegotiate to what TKO was offering, and they opted to leave. So now there's a lot of questions going forward. Obviously, the immediate thought by everybody is they're going to AEW. They're going to feud with the Young Bucks and whoever else. And that is very possible. I want to make it clear that I'm not saying that's not going to happen or anything of that nature. But I will say, and I've heard this from a lot of people this weekend, that I do believe that WWE is trying to retain Woods with the as it was referred to repeatedly, the Tyler Breeze deal, which is basically he gets paid money to do stuff for the video game. And I don't know if he will accept that offer. I don't know what his, I don't know what's going on in his head, but he might. So it is not a foregone conclusion that both of the New Day are going to AEW. It's likely going to happen, I would say. But there are things being done where he WWE is trying to retain him for other things. So that's the New Day. And then as far as the MFTs, I mean, all I know is this. Right now, Jeff Cobb and Tonga Loa are gone. Tama Tonga has not been cut officially at this point. But I don't know about Tama Tonga's future, to be honest. They, on television, just flat out said that all of the MFTs had been wiped out by Jacob Fatu. They did not say two of them. They did not say Tonga Loa and JC Mateo. They said all of the MFTs had been wiped out and were gone. And the only one that was on the show remaining is Tala Tonga.
Who then got wiped out.
He did get wiped out there at the end. Yes. Well, like, listen, guys, I don't want to start rumors. I'm not trying to start rumors here. But, like, there's me as a reporter and then me as somebody watching the show. And, like, as a reporter, I can tell you that the New Day are gone and JC Mateo is gone and Tonga Loa is gone. And I can also tell you as a reporter that on Friday night, I was told that Tama Tonga was gone. Turns out he wasn't released the next day. I don't know what that means. I can just tell you what I was told. As a viewer of the SmackDown television show, I would be very worried about Tama Tonga, Tala Tonga, Axiom, Nathan Frazier. Who else on the show? There were a couple of other names. Oh, Angel and Berto. I mean, watching that show, it was sort of like, I don't know, man. I don't know. We shall see what's going on, but I would not be surprised if there were more names to come.
You know, Brian, I forgot I did this, but at some point, and we could talk about this later if you want, but at some point, I looked at all of the SmackDown main events this year, and I tallied them up to find out who actually is a main eventer on SmackDown.
What did you conclude?
What did I conclude?
Who is the main eventer on SmackDown?
I can give you the stats tied for the most SmackDown main events in 2026 between episodes 76 and 93. There was five men with four main event matches. They were Jacob Fatu, Randy Orton, Sami Zayn, Cody Rhodes, and Aleister Black.
See, it's funny you mention that because I don't remember any of his main events. Were they tags? Like, what happened?
He defeated, you don't remember, he defeated Damian Priest. Damian Priest beat him in an ambulance match.
Yeah, the ambulance match.
First of the year, right?
I guess it is.
And then there was a, let's see, Randy Orton defeats Aleister Black and Solo Sikoa in an Elimination Chamber qualifier. Then Aleister Black defeated Randy Orton, and then he was in the Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal.
Yes. Yeah, I mean, you know, the thing with Tama Tonga is people will go, well, you know, they were building up something with him and Jacob Fatu and him and Nakamura. And it's like, well, they were building up something with Kairi Sane. That didn't make any difference. I mean,
I mean, it's been rumored multiple times that Nakamura was going to be gone, and he's still there, but we haven't seen him again.
It is bizarre. Who is there and who is not there, if we're being honest.
Can we get Nakamura on American Gladiators reunited with Boogs?
He might end up there for all I know. But I can tell you this as it comes to Kairi Sane. I'm not reporting this because I don't know, but I can tell you that I do know that there are people in WWE who believe, as far as like 50-50, a better than 50% chance that she will at least make an appearance to finish everything off at Backlash. So I don't know if it's going to happen. But I know people think that there is a better than 50% chance it's going to happen. And it should. Like, when you're released, you're being paid for 90 days. I mean, she's being paid. If they tell her to come in and finish off the storyline, I mean, she'll come in and finish off the storyline. So, stand by. We'll get your thoughts after the break, Observer Live.
It's more than a rebellion. When your teen is slipping into drugs or alcohol, when social media and pornography consume their time and their mind, when depression and even suicidal thoughts cast a shadow over your home, as a parent, you feel powerless. There is hope. At Turnabout Ranch, troubled teens step away from the chaos and into a clarity of nature on a working cattle ranch. Care for horses, learn responsibility, build trust, and rediscover purpose. It isn't theory, it's real work. Real therapy, real healing. Families from across the country have found transformation right here, just when they thought hope was gone. If your teen is struggling with addiction, harmful online behaviors, even weight management, call right now and get the help you all need.
800-219-2494. 800-219-2494. 800-219-2494. That's 800-219-2494.
We call ourselves ASAP Travel for one reason. We can help you book a ticket ASAP. For those of you that don't know, that means as soon as possible. That means no wait time. You get through right away. No searching online. Our specialty is the lowest available fares on the big name airlines. You know them. We can't tell you their names. You can fly domestically or internationally and save more money than you could if you call the airlines directly. Our proprietary software goes underneath the hood of the major airline booking systems and finds you the best rates available. So if you're ready to make your travel plans right now, business or vacation travel, we have all the major airlines always at great rates. Call ASAP Trips, and we'll have your ticket in your inbox in 15 minutes. Call this number now.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money, and you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Bringing the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Filthy Thomas, joining us. Your stats all right?
Yeah, we're good.
Okay.
We're good.
I was very, very concerned about that. I don't want wrong stats here on this program. All right. Backlash. It's coming up this weekend. John Cena has been announced as appearing on the show.
What the hell is this?
He's just, you know. I told you guys when they did that BS about how it's his last appearance. They never, like, so many of these cities, it was like, it's his last appearance. Not even, he didn't wrestle on the shows. It's just his last appearance. This is John Cena's last appearance. Now he's just back everywhere again. And he plans to deliver, quote, history-making news. At Backlash.
What is this? What is this going to be?
Breaking news that will change the WWE experience for fans. So I'm pretty sure this is this new Club WWE thing.
Oh.
Club WWE. I'm going to open a Club F4W. I got ideas. But anyway.
It's literally like the same thing.
Ours will be better. But anyway. Backlash this weekend. First off, Raw tonight's got Roman Reigns and Jacob Fatu contract signing. Obafemi's doing an open challenge. Javon and Penta versus Rusev and Ethan Page. JD McDonough and Finn Balor. Asuka and Io Sky will, quote, sit down ahead of their match at Backlash. They've been doing a lot of standing lately, so we're going to let them sit down. And Sol Ruka signs with Raw. And then for the pay-per-views weekend, five matches. Roman Reigns, Fatu, WWE World Heavyweight title. Trick Williams, Sami Zayn. Over the...
Why did you say it like that?
Well, because, you know, it's all about the old gingerbread man.
Oh.
What do you make that noise for? Tom.
I see you're a big fan of this gingerbread man.
Tom, it was the best thing on SmackDown. Am I wrong? What was better than that on SmackDown? Joe Tess having to announce the death of the gingerbread man was actually funnier than when you talked about Mrs. Clammy Back. Seth Rollins, Braun Breaker, and The Miz and Kit Wilson versus Danhausen, and a mystery partner, Tom. Who is Danhausen's mystery partner?
Where is this show taking place?
I don't know. But who do you think it is? Where is Backlash, everybody? Does anybody know? We'll find out. Tampa.
Obafemi.
Obafemi? Okay. I'm skeptical. But anyway... Actually, it could be. I don't know. Who knows? Who cares?
Who was your prediction, my
friend?
I don't have
a prediction. I can't think of one person that would team. Like, who do they have?
If it was Chicago, I'd say Punk.
CM Punk in an unadvertised match in Chicago?
With Danhausen.
No. Yes. No. Come on. Come on. Maybe it's Kota Ibushi. Who knows? All right. Guess who's back in New Japan? Sonata.
What?
Yep.
Really?
After Takeshi retained the World TV title in the opening match of yesterday's show against Chase Owens, mysterious figure laid out Takeshi with the skull end and revealed himself as Sonata. So, he left, but, you know, he came back. And that's the story.
Well, what else is he going to do? He's going to go to Noah?
Well, you know, some people go to Noah.
Yeah, you know who went there? Shane Haste. And you know what he did?
Won the GHC title. Yeah.
A long time. I think he said like 17 years in the making or something like that. So congrats to Shane Haste.
Congrats to Callum Newman for retaining the IWGP title. Congratulations. Congratulations to Andrade El Idolo for beating Yota Tsuji. To take all of Yota Tsuji's belts.
Yeah. Don't go out there and trash talk the trading cards.
Is that what happened?
Yeah, he badmouthed the real moneymaker for Bushiroad.
Really?
What happened?
I liked that that match with Andrade and Yoda Tsuji. I was baffled. Actually, I really wasn't baffled. Once he lost to Callum Newman, nothing baffled me. Like, whatever. But it was a good match, and the finish was crazy. As they're fighting up on the top rope, and they're battling up there, and Andrade just slipped backwards off the top and crashed to the floor. And the announcers start freaking out like it was an accident, like he fell off the top rope, like he almost killed himself on this bump. But he just jumps in the ring and hits his finish and wins. And it was like, wow, he didn't sell that. And as it turns out, it wasn't a slip and fall. What actually happened was, as he's falling backwards, he yanks Yoda Tsuji's skull into the top of the ring post. Oh my God. It looked like the ring post went through his head and out the back. It was so brutal. And that led directly to the finish. And Andrade is now the champion. Probably to lose it back, I would guess, at Forbidden Door. That would be, that's kind of what I felt watching the match. But we'll see what they end up doing. Oh, by the way, the first hour of Backlash is going to be airing on ESPN2. So they're doing that gimmick again. If you want to watch...
Yeah, what is it that's actually going to air?
They haven't announced what'll be on ESPN2 yet. So this is ESPN2 and not the main ESPN channel. They did it for night one of WrestleMania. And they're going to try it again here. It's hard to tell if they got... I just don't feel like some rando is going to be watching ESPN2. He's going to see the first hour of Backlash. And he's going to go, I have got to get this ESPN Unlimited so I can sign up immediately and watch the rest of the show.
Well,
it's like a great idea in theory, but I just don't see anyone actually doing it. You know?
What's the card again? It's Roman and Fatu, right? They're not going to put that on.
They're not going to put obviously. Roman and Fatu on for free.
Could be Sammy and Trick.
Could be Sammy and Trick or Io and Asuka or Seth and Braun Breaker. I don't think it'll be The Miz and Kit Wilson versus Danhausen and The Mystery Partner, but...
Unless, it could be some wacky celebrity.
I mean, what they wanted on WrestleMania weekend was they wanted a match with a big fight feel, which was Brock and Oba, and they wanted a just total banger, the ladder match.
Oh, I thought you meant LA Knight and the Usos against Speed and The Vision.
Well, I mean, that was for the social media individuals involved. So... On this show, there's no social media people involved. So it's either got to be a banger or it's got to be a big fight feel. And I don't think we have anything that's really a big fight feel. They're not putting the world title match, the Roman match. So
You think they're only going to put one match?
Well, they should put two because it's an hour. But the show's only got five matches on it.
Well, and you did, Brian... suspect that they were going to try to do the pay-per-view lead-in gimmick on one of the nights of WrestleMania, so maybe they're saving it
for this.
Maybe we get halfway through Seth Rollins and Braun Breaker, and then we have to switch over and tune in to ESPN Unlimited.
Well, the other thing to consider is that if we're, for being fair here, there is a Raw and a SmackDown before the show, so they could add a sixth match. And do two matches on the first hour and then four matches for the rest of the show. But, you know, that would take a lot of time away from advertisements and video packages and ring entrances. So maybe they won't do that. But we'll find out soon enough. We're going to talk more about SmackDown. We'll have Tom do his report coming up after the break. But Roman Reigns, the Jacob Fatu angle continued on SmackDown. When Fatu destroyed all of the MFTs yet again. And Roman is doing the contract signing on the show tonight. And then, in a very strange situation, they announced on, pretty sure it was Friday, a bunch of dates for June that Roman Reigns would be at. And then the very next day, they pulled him from all the advertising. And the story is that he's not doing the Saudi Arabia show. And so because he's not doing Saudi Arabia, what's the point of having him on TV leading up to the Saudi Arabia show on June 27th? So that's why he was pulled from all of those dates. Of course, on the internet, there were some outlets that decided that the actual story is that TKO was attempting to renegotiate his contract, and he doesn't want to do it, and so he's on his way out. I am gigantically skeptical of that story. I don't think there's anything to it whatsoever. And I think what basically happened is one side did not know what the other side was doing. He was never booked for those shows. Somebody put together the advertisements. They were immediately called and chastised, and they had to change them. And that's where we are. So, you know, Dave believes that if Jacob beats him, there could be a much bigger story here. But, you know, the thing with the TKO restructuring contracts is, yes, they would like to restructure contracts. But one of the issues is, are we really paying someone $2 million to never be on television? That's a contract they're going to strongly look to reconstruct, to restructure. If you're Roman Reigns, if you're Cody Rhodes, if you're Seth Rollins, if you're somebody like that, I don't see TKO going, eh, you're overpaid, we want to slash it by half. You know, if you don't like it, you can go to AEW. I don't see that happening. So, we'll see where this goes. But he is apparently off the June events.
Where were these events taking place?
Just wherever Raw's at. Raw, SmackDown. I think these were Raw shows. So I don't have the Raw schedule. Maybe you could look it up. Find out where it's at while you're doing stats.
I guess I could.
Well, forget it. We're going to do SmackDown after the break, Tom. We've got a lot to talk about. We only got 3 weeks left of three-hour shows. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
Right now, you can switch from cable television to satellite television for free. That's right. We're offering free equipment, free installation, plus get a free $100 prepaid Visa card. Call the satellite TV hotline right now. Make the switch from cable to satellite television and expand your viewing horizon. On top of free installation, for a limited time, we're offering a fixed price guarantee. With satellite TV, you'll save money over your expensive cable bill. Plus, get access to hundreds of channels. And when you call right now, you can also ask about our seniors and military discounts. So make the switch to satellite TV right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation's free, so call right now. 800-696-2871. 800-696-2871. 800-696-2871. That's 800-696-2871.
Every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it. Because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. They're doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion. Their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works, and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Card Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you'll get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
So for the most part, the Raw dates that Roman Reigns will not be appearing on are in fact international events. Turin, Italy, Paris, France, Baltimore, Maryland, and then back to London, and then to Saudi Arabia.
I mean, honestly, like, okay, he's off the overseas ones, and nobody wants to go to Maryland anyway, so good for Roman Reigns.
Nor does he want to go to Saudi Arabia in the middle of a war.
Well, there's that.
Yeah.
As well. Right. Also, putting a big damper on my plans to go to Kirkpinar this summer in Turkey. Travel is not the easiest thing right now, you know? Especially, I was going to go watch some Turkish oil wrestling.
Oh.
Yeah. You can find a nice clip of it on my X account at Filthy Tom Waller.
I'll get right on that. Hey, what happened on SmackDown?
Actually, go check it out right now. Okay. Please. So we had WWE SmackDown. No, I'm serious. We had WWE SmackDown on USA from the Bok 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 Center in Tulsa, Oklahoma, which we later found out was where Goldberg was born and raised. And Cody Rhodes opened the live portion of the show after a video recap, a few video recap packages. He went to the ring and said he met with Nick Aldis and the medical staff earlier to see if he would be cleared for action. And that's exactly what happened, because he is cleared for action. And it begets the question, what's next for Cody Rhodes on SmackDown? I thought it was eventually going to be CM Punk.
Tom, this clip, what are we doing? What are we doing, dude?
That's Ali Gerbouge, multi-time champion.
God. Sometimes I harbor such deep hatred for you.
You're never gonna this God. Is gonna be burned into your conscience.
You're an idiot.
That's undeniable.
Yeah.
And what's also undeniable and absolute is Ricky Saints.
Correct.
Who answered that question of Cody Rhodes as he interrupted immediately. He said he is the revolution. He is the man. He welcomes Cody and I guess everyone to Friday Night Saints. Which, nice try, but I don't think that one's gonna stick. Cody brings up the last time Saints stepped up to him, which I guess was in AEW.
That would be correct.
Ricky says that Cody's three title reigns have aged
him 30
years.
It was an AEW angle, so they didn't explain it at all. You can find it on Facebook.
Honestly, it was probably, what, 5 years ago?
It was
six
a long
years
ago,
time ago. Which is amazing when you think about it. Ricky says that Cody's three title reigns have aged him 30 years. He says he has sat in the back and congratulated Cody at every turn, and he's done being in the background. Cody says, look, this is an easy string to pull. If you want a shot at me, we can do it tonight. They agree to face off, but Ricky stops him. He says, look, I didn't show up to make a statement, but to change who this show is about. Cody said, I'm not hard to find, but I am hard to beat. This was good.
I thought it was a good segment. I thought the match was very good as well.
We had a backstage segment with Kathy Kelly, or it started with Kathy Kelly as an interview with Charlotte and Alexa. Rhea came in to offer her help against Fatal Influence, who debuted last week. Charlotte said three is a crowd. She's not having it. But she, you know, she noticed Alexa and Rhea have some cute goth thing going on. Then we had Charlotte take on.
Right?
That's what she said, yeah.
Yeah.
They're going to push that on us.
Hey, at least Alexis announced that.
Maybe Club WWE, you could pay extra money to have some of these wrestlers spit in your drink.
Alexa announced that she's retiring the spooky.
Like,
now that the Wyatts are gone, out of respect for them and for Bray.
What about the viewers?
I'm quite delighted to hear that, if we're being honest.
I was a big fan of like the NXT Alexa Bliss, which she was with Blake and Murphy as like a raver. I mean, I'm sure that's not.
I'm a big fan of her when she's like a wrestler, like a small athletic wrestler who fights and has like gumption and spirit. I am not a fan of when she's the Undertaker.
It's, you know what takes doesn't us work out of for it? Me. It seems dolls.
Yeah.
These dolls.
Not a fan of these dolls. Actually, my daughter threw a doll into a bag. And it's just the funniest. I laughed at the position this doll ended up in the bag in. I should send you a picture. It's ridiculous.
All right. JC took the mic before this match with Charlotte. Said she didn't get the heat last week or that she got last week during her debut, but she still got booed pretty good. She kicked out of a moonsault at the last possible second during the match, hit a knee strike, set up for the rolling encore, but Charlotte booted her, locked on the figure eight, and then there was a bunch of chicanery. Fallon pulled out Charlotte's hands on the bridge. Alexa took out Fallon. Lainey took out Alexa. Charlotte gave Lainey a boot. Lacey landed the rolling encore, and she pinned Charlotte and got the win. They mugged her afterwards. Subsequently, Alexa Bliss tries to make the save, but she got beat up too. The crowd starts begging for Rhea. Just as the chants die down, she runs out, lays out Lainey and Fallon. JC avoids a riptide. She pushes Rhea at Charlotte, but instead of like acting like they're going to fight, Charlotte and Rhea shook hands, and Charlotte pointed at Rhea in respect. We're not going to have a breakup.
We got a three-hour show, brother. We just got to stretch some stuff out here.
Well, I'm okay with it.
That's fine. Whatever. JC's quite good.
I've been saying that. I mean, you have been too.
I know. I just wanted to let
others
everybody
have
know.
Been as well.
I like to acknowledge goodness.
Yeah, she's clearly ready for this spot.
Yes.
You know, there have been other women that have been brought up in the past couple of years, and you know, gotten main event matches kind of right off the bat and then fallen into the background. But I don't think that's going to happen with JC. I think they're, as we said, by bringing up Fallon and also especially Lainey with her, they seem to be fully invested in Lainey. And that's stock I'm buying. Actually, you know what? I got my stockholders email to vote by proxy. So maybe I'm going to put that in there. More JC Jane on the screen. So,
I'm not sure with his job, you should have stock in TKO, for being honest.
I can't actually, Brian, let me have this small victory.
Okay, go ahead.
So Paige and Brie Bella,
I don't care.
Earlier today, the tag champs ran into Fraxium and, R-Truth thought they were the Los Americanos. Priest is like, oh, these are the guys I was talking about. They deserve title shots. And then they ran off excited to talk to Aldis, and Priest and Truth did some more comedy about taxes. Truth said he needed to get dressed, which was about the only funny part about this business because he wrestles in his street clothes. And that was that.
Doesn't matter, Tom. My favorite Buddy Wayne story was when he was booked at a street fight on some show, and we drove there, and he was in his street clothes. And he got to the building, and he opened up his Halliburton, he took off his jeans, he put on a different pair of jeans, and then he wrestled. I mean, you should do that, but to me, it was like ridiculous.
Oh, yeah, why not just put on the other pair later?
I was like, okay, whatever. Those are your street fight jeans.
Hell yeah.
He had to change from one set of street clothes into another.
Well, maybe there are. There are different stretch in the jeans. Chuck
dude,
Norris.
This was the 80s, dude.
Maybe he had the Chuck Norris or action 90s. Denim. He had the Chuck Norris
whatever.
Action jeans with the big kick. Anyways, Mitt and Kit Wilson were planning on how to get Danhausen.
Mitt and Kit?
The Miz. These two guys.
Well, you are cursed. That's what happened. You got cursed by Danhausen.
All right.
Now you're sitting on every show.
It's frickin' Danhausen. He finds a sign that says free human monies with a stack of apparently $40,000 cash.
Can you imagine being so stupid? No one even talks about this part. This was actually decent comedy. This Miz character is so stupid that he set a trap, but instead of doing like $400, which is still good, he puts $40,000 in there because he's an idiot.
He didn't set the trap. Kit Wilson set this trap.
Kit
right?
Wilson ain't got 40 grand. It was
no,
Miz.
No. It was Miz's money, but this is Kit Wilson's like plan.
I see.
So then Danhausen takes the money. Miz and Kit Wilson are like, what is going on? They go over to the briefcase. They open it up, and they get sprayed in the face. You know who?
So what was going to happen if Danhausen would have opened it and got sprayed in the face? He's already got a white face. What difference does it make? Like, what difference does it make? What a stupid trap.
That's a...
I mean, it didn't do anything to Miz and, like, right? They were just like, oh, that sucks. I'm mad now. Well, like it was poison or, you know, laughing gas.
Well, come on.
Something.
It should have been laughing gas. The Miz and Kit Wilson are not poison guys.
I don't think so. I don't know.
Damian Priest and R-Truth took on Fraxium. The underdogs got the advantage. And then there was the Ron Cena comeback. Fraxium hit a bunch of dives. They did a top rope total elimination that Joe Test called by some name I will not try to repeat. Priest made the save, dragged Truth.
Oh, my God, dude.
He dragged Truth. It's that damn Danhausen in his teeth got me. He dragged Truth to make the
tag.
Did
you put the wrong teeth in today, or what happened?
He pounced Axiom over the ropes, gave Frazier the South of Heaven chokeslam, a razor's edge, and he got the win. Then, as they celebrated, Tala Tonga assaulted both of them. Solo Sikoa was giving him orders from the apron. He laid out Fraxium. He called out Jacob Fatu. Instead, the Usos come out. They go back and forth. They talk about the disrespect that Fatu showed using the Tongan death grip that's Tala's father used to use. And then eventually Solo and Tala against the Usos was made for later tonight because Solo wants a piece of Jacob and the Usos told him to leave him alone. Sami Zayn and Cody got into it backstage again as they have been for like months. Danhausen uncursed the Knicks. He needs to uncurse me. Ricky Saints took on Cody Rhodes. Saints out-wrestled Cody early on. This was like the normal, you move up to the main roster, you get some showcase. So he took a bunch of the match, landed a bunch of his offense, and then eventually Cody got the win. Now, not even, like, Cody couldn't even get his hand up with the title belt to celebrate before being laid out by Gunther, and he put him to sleep in less than 6 seconds, I may say, with that rear naked choke. And then he put on another one, which could conceivably kill him, so good thing they broke it up. Danhausen came to the ring in his hearse. There was a segment where he gave away some monies and t-shirts. The Miz came down, acted like he was prepared to finally be Danhausen's mentor. They went back and forth like it was MJF joining the Hurt Syndicate. The crowd was oohing and aahing. Eventually, they shake hands. Kit Wilson is beside himself, but the Miz attacks Danhausen from behind. They beat him up, and their diabolical plan was revealed. Royce Keyes squashed
Garza. I should mention, by the way, since somebody asked why the Cody match was in the first hour, because Cody's not in the pay-per-view. And the main event angle involved the main event of the pay-per-view. And so that's why Cody was just there in the middle of the show.
There was the segment where Sami Zayn was interviewed, flanked by a gingerbread man, effigy. Go ahead, Brian.
No, go ahead. I talked about this yesterday. I don't have time.
I mean, you loved it. He acted like he ripped out his heart like he was in Indiana Jones at the Temple of Doom.
Yes.
Trick Williams runs down to make the save for an inanimate object.
Yeah.
Which he's been carting around as a joke for like months.
But now it's over.
Yeah. He runs him off, but sadly, Trick throws up the X.
Oh. And then the doctor did the X. He's done, brother. He's done.
And just like this segment, the gingerbread man was done. You're right.
Back
it was all over.
Observer Live.
If you're serious about investing in gold or silver, Allegiance Gold will give you an additional $5,000 in free gold to add to your portfolio. They can help you buy any amount of gold or silver, even roll over your current IRA into gold. They've helped thousands invest millions in gold over the years with prices that are some of the best in the industry, with fees that are fair, reasonable, and transparent. Protect your wealth with gold. Save on your gold or silver pricing when you buy from the top-rated Allegiance Gold. Invest in gold or silver today by calling Allegiance for your free gold guide. And learn about the $5,000 free gold offer with qualified purchase. Call now.
800-413-1937. 800-413-1937. 800-413-1937. That's 800-413-1937.
This important consumer alert is from the Credit Repair Hotline, a national service designed to help people improve their credit scores. Are you paying high interest rates because of your credit rating? Wouldn't you like to be able to qualify for a better car loan or mortgage rate? Would lower monthly payments give you more financial flexibility? If you're finally ready to fix your credit problem, you need to call today and get a free consultation from the Credit Repair Hotline. In one fast and easy call, we can pull your credit rating and show you real solutions how to improve your credit. And again, this is part of a 100% free consultation. Learn how you can save money on everyday purchases by having a better credit rating. And it all starts with this free phone call right now.
800-413-6214. 800-413-6214. 800-413-6214. That's 800-413-6214.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted. Something premium. Something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect, and by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together, and we will start today. Celebrate responsibly.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Now, outside of the gingerbread man, nothing happened on this SmackDown, and we still have an hour to recap. Should we bother?
No, I mean,
Brian and Vinny show last night, everybody.
Paige and Brave retained the titles over the Irresistible Forces, which, hey, I would have pulled the trigger and had them get the belts back, of course. But Paige and Brie won, so congratulations to them. Then the MFTs took on the Usos. But the big story was Jacob Fatu destroying the MFTs, or what's left of them, after the match. Yeah, I mean...
You are so bad at that.
Yeah, I mean.
Yeah, you have to roll your R. You're like, it's a rolling an R. Yeah, I mean. Roll your R.
Yeah, I mean.
You're the worst Mexican. Hey, Brian and Vinny show last night, we had a lot of time to talk AW Collision and the SmackDown show. So you should sign up anyway, guys. There's a lot of great stuff up there. And Apple Podcast has a free trial, so you don't have to pay. Just go try the free trial, and you can listen if you want. I mean, who wouldn't want 45 minutes of discussion on that SmackDown and Collision as well?
And Raw.
Raw. Coming up tonight, everybody. Yeah, it's going to be a big show. I'll talk about it tomorrow with Lance. Filthy's going to be back on Wednesday, right? Right?
Sure.
Excellent.
Please stop.
And a lot of stuff. So check it out, everybody, and that's it. I'll talk to you again. After a while. Wrestling Observer Live.
I need the clover and smelling salts.